Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We continue learning about Ijo, Ijo. We have a lot more to learn from today's program. But so far, what do you remember about Ijo, Ijo? Of course, it is a program, a fundraising event put on by the Chinese Christian Relief Association, and their goal is to help save the poorest of the poor, people who are in need. And so, of course, they have these biking events arranged every year, the Accompany Ride, the Challenge, and, of course, the Ride for Love. All right, what else did we learn about Ijo, Ijo?
Well, yesterday we learned all about their relief programs and the way that they use those funds to help people in need. So they have a disaster relief program, an emergency family relief program when you're faced with an emergency situation, and they even have a food bank to help those who can't meet basic needs.
And we're going to learn about one other program in today's lesson, so let's get started.
Ijo, Ijo, after-school program for disadvantaged children. These young children are usually on their own after school. They come from broken homes, homes with working parents, or no parents in homes with only a grandparent. Homes like these can provide only the basic necessities, meaning no after-school programs. These kids find hope in one of Ijo Ijo's 204 after-school programs conducted in churches around the island. The program's first goal is to help the children finish their homework. The teachers found that the program raises kids' confidence and helps them stay in school.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Chinese Christian Relief Association doesn't only aim to help the community in times of great disaster, but they also aim to be a constant presence of encouragement and assistance throughout the year. In today's article, we'll learn about some of the works that the organization has done and aims to help with disadvantaged children. Before we begin, let's take a look at our vocabulary for the day. Broken home. Broken home is a noun. John comes from a broken home. His father moved to a different city after he left the family. Character trait. Character trait is a noun. Jane's best character trait is her complete honesty. Insure. Insure is a verb. Jay wanted to ensure his kids would learn French, so he only spoke French to them. Tremendously. Tremendously is an adverb. Our dinner last night was tremendously expensive. Your more information word is nutritious. Nutritious is an adjective. Let's get started with the article.
We are learning all about a very wonderful program that is designed for disadvantaged children. We read, after-school program for disadvantaged children. And right there in the title of this section, we see a word from our word bank, disadvantaged. Now, if you are disadvantaged or someone is disadvantaged, that means that there's something going on that puts them at a not as good of a place as other people. Maybe they don't have as much money, so they don't have the same opportunities as their peers.
All right, well, you might notice disadvantage in that word, disadvantaged. So this word can be a noun as well. You might have a disadvantage, which stops you from being as successful as other people in a certain area. So we talk about people who have a disadvantage in some way, or maybe you need to overcome some things and overcome your disadvantages in some way so that you can be more successful.
That's right. So this is a program that is directed toward disadvantaged children. Now, before we continue talking about it, we want to watch another video. Let's start that now.
全台超过十万名弱势家庭儿童放学后无人陪伴，不要让孩子的希望熄灭，请捐款支持基督教救助协会课后陪读计划，用爱与陪伴帮弱势家庭的孩子点亮希望。午安希望课后陪读计划，
谢谢你。
Okay, so let's get started learning about this after-school program. These young children are usually on their own after school. All right, they're on their own. That means that they have to take care of themselves. There's nobody else there to take care of them. Now, how do we continue?
Well, we read why this happens. They come from broken homes, homes with working parents or no parents, and homes with only a grandparent. So these are children from very difficult situations. And we see this phrase right there, two words, a broken home. Now, a broken home is one in which the mother and father have gotten a divorce and no longer live together, so there's probably just one parent that the child is able to see on a regular basis.
Okay, so that is one of these situations. Some kids come from broken homes, but there are other situations listed here. Maybe the homes where the parents are both out working very late, or maybe there's a home where there's only a grandparent living there when the child comes home from school. Okay, so there are different situations that this after-school program tries to help.
That's right, and we continue reading, homes like these can provide only the basic necessities, meaning no after-school programs. It's very common for students in Taiwan to attend after-school programs, but those cost money, and these families can't afford to send their kids there.
Okay, so what do we find out? These kids find hope in one of Icho's 204 after-school programs conducted in churches around the island. Okay, so all around the island of Taiwan, there are 204 churches that are helping Icho with this after-school program.
And that is great news because they are able to help these kids who can't afford to go to other after-school programs. Now, before we continue learning about all of the wonderful things that this program includes, let's join Steve and Ken in the Information Cloud for a little more insight on Latchkey Kids.
Our lesson today mentions young children who are on their own after school because their parents have to work. We actually have a name for these children, latchkey kids.
This term refers to the latchkey of a door to a house, and the key is often strung around the child's neck like a necklace, or it's left hidden outside the house.
And the child would use this key to open the front door and let himself into the house, where he'll wait for the return of a parent.
Now, there are both positive and negative effects to being a latchkey kid. On the positive side, latchkey kids tend to be more independent and self-reliant at a younger age.
But on the flip side, latchkey kids may feel lonely and depressed, leading to lower levels of self-esteem than other students.
It all depends on the age of the latchkey kid and the length of time he or she is home alone. So if you're a parent and you can't be home for your child when he or she comes home from school, you should think twice before you allow your child to become a latchkey kid.
今天的课文讲到这些来自破碎家庭的小孩，他们通常放学后回到一个空房子，没人陪伴。这些孩子有时候被称为 latchkey kids, 钥匙儿童。之所以叫做钥匙儿童，是因为他们通常是把钥匙 当项链一样挂在脖子上，才不会弄丢。放学后就可以自己开门进到家里。Latchkey Kids 往往来自双薪家庭或单亲家庭，孩子的爸妈为了生计忙碌于工作，不得不让小朋友成为钥匙儿童。而 Latchkey Kids 的确是有一些潜在的问题值得注意，像缺乏人际互动，甚至居家安全。这就是今天的 InfoCloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. Okay, so as we have just learned, many kids find hope in Ijo's after school programs. Okay, it's good to find hope in these kinds of things when life is difficult. Well, the program's first goal is to help the children finish their homework. I'm sure the program has many goals, but that's their number one priority, helping you to finish your homework.
And that is great, especially if they don't have parents at home that are able to help them do that. Parents who are out working, or a single parent home, or grandparents who might not be able to assist them with their homework. And they have teachers here that are able to do just that. And we continue reading about the teachers. The teachers found that the program raises kids' confidence and helps them stay in school.Very important.
Okay, so many teachers are involved in these programs, and they've been doing this for a while, so long that they have found or discovered something. They found that these programs raise children's confidence. Well, have you ever experienced that? When you watch someone's confidence go from being very low to being good, being high, or a high level of confidence, it's important to help people raise their confidence.
It is, and it's also very important to encourage students to stay in school, especially kids who are coming from homes where maybe their parents didn't finish school. It's great to be able to encourage them, to give them hope, and show them that they can do this and that they have more opportunities and options.
Okay, well, right now it's time for Michelle to teach us something in the language lab, but we have more to learn about Ijo later.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 disadvantaged 这个形容词，它原本是 disadvantage, D-I-S-A-D-V-A-N-T-A-G-E, 实处于劣势这个动词的过去分词，当形容词是指贫穷的、处于不利的状况的，或者是社会地位低下的。例如 the school offers free private tutoring for disadvantaged students. 学校提供家庭环境困难的学生免费家教。继续我们看的是 broken home 这个名词。broken 是指破碎的，所以 broken home 是指破碎的家庭。例如 Jeffrey is from a broken home. That's why he has such low self-esteem. Jeffrey 来自破碎的家庭，这就是为什么他这么没有自信心的原因。或者是 The pastor is helping these teenagers from broken homes develop their talents. 这位牧师帮助这些来自破碎家庭的青少年发展自己的才华。
Have you ever wondered how you can help with relief work? Maybe there's a skill that you have, some way that you can volunteer to help other people who are in need. Maybe you are really good at a certain subject and you can help to tutor someone in an after-school program. Well, Ijo has this kind of after-school program in 204 different churches around the island of Taiwan.They're doing a great thing. Let's continue learning now.
Ijo. Basic life skills such as bathing and good character traits, including honesty and respect, are also taught. Music, arts, and crafts are included. The community helps by donating vegetables or rice to ensure the students receive a nutritious meal.The kids wash the dishes afterwards. The teachers visit each child's home to offer help if needed. In 2010, this program was extended to junior high students. Collecting donations of any amount from friends and relatives is fulfilling. People give $1,000, $5,000, or more, or less. Put together, it all adds up and helps tremendously, states Stephen.
There is a lot that can be done to help people who are in need. So let's continue reading about this program. We read, basic life skills such as bathing and good character traits, including honesty and respect, are also taught. So not only are students helped with their homework, but they learn a lot of very important things like good character traits. Now, that is from our word bank. Gabe, what are character traits?
Well, anything that describes your character is character traits. And of course, we hope to develop good or positive character traits. Some great character traits I think that we should all have are patience, diligence, responsibility, humor, courage. You want to have enthusiasm about the things that you're doing. These are all great character traits.
Those are good character traits, and some of the character traits that are taught in this program are honesty and respect. But that is not all that is taught here. They do homework, they do character traits, bathing, good hygiene, those are important. And we read, music, arts, and crafts are also included, or are included. So there are a lot of activities for these students to enjoy in this after-school program.
All right, and we read here, the community helps by donating vegetables or rice to ensure the students receive a nutritious meal. The community. Now, I'm not sure if this just means the community of the people inside the churches, or maybe the community in those neighborhoods are also giving to these kids in need.
That's right. And we see a word from our word bank in that sentence, the word ensure. Now, if you ensure something, then you guarantee that it will happen. There's no question. You want to make sure that something happens. And here they want to ensure that these kids are able to get a good, nutritious meal, that they won't be lacking in their nutrition.
Okay, and what else can you ensure in life? Well, of course, if you order something online, the company will usually ensure that it will arrive safely at your house within a certain number of days, okay? So there are different ways to use that word ensure. And of course, this program ensures that students receive nutritious meals, meals with a lot of nutritional value.
That's right. So these kids will be able to stay healthy. And we continue reading, the kids wash the dishes afterward. So not all of the work is placed on the teachers. They're also teaching these children how to be responsible and clean up after themselves by washing the dishes after the meal.
But that's not all. Okay, we continue learning about these teachers and their big hearts. The teachers visit each child's home to offer help if needed. All right, so it seems like these teachers really do care a lot for these kids. They don't just help them at the church in an after-school program. They also go to the kids' homes to see if they need help there.
This is very impressive considering many of these teachers are actually volunteers. Now, we continue reading. In 2010, this program was extended to junior high students. So this isn't a program that's just for young children. It's also including junior high students now.
Okay, and we have one more quote here from Stephen Pond. Collecting donations of any amount from friends and relatives is fulfilling. People give $1,000. $5,000 or more or less, and put together, it all adds up and helps tremendously. All right, so it adds up. Let's take a look at that phrase. If something adds up, that means maybe you have just a little bit here, a little bit there, and a little bit there, but added together, it makes a difference.
That's right. So a lot of times I think of this when you save your change. If you collect your change in a jar throughout the year, it can really add up. You can save a lot of money that way and then treat yourself to something nice.
Now that is a great thing to do. Now, of course, you might also be in the habit of spending a lot of money, but you don't even know it. Maybe you buy a cup of coffee every day, and you think it's not much money, but then it all adds up after you think about the whole year and how much you spent on the coffee. So you want to make a positive difference in your life, not a negative difference.
That's right. And we see another word there in this sentence from our word bank, tremendously. Now, tremendously means extremely, greatly, a lot. So here it means that the donations people make help a lot or in an extreme way.
And I am tremendously encouraged by what the CCRA, the Chinese Christian Relief Association, does with the 1919 programs. And of course, I think many people are also encouraged. Let's watch a video right now, and then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
Today,你所接受到的这份温暖。在你有能力的时候，你能够把它扩大，给更多的人温暖。
Pay you forward with love。
那我也希望在你有能力的时候，也能够把这份爱传出去。加油！
我来帮助你，我也希望你所领受到的，不是这些物质，而是心中的爱。我爱你。你也要爱自己，然后去爱别人。
希望当你有能力的时候，能够把这创的力量再传递出去。
我可以帮助你，为什么不做呢？未来你也可以帮助别人，让他们跟你一样好啊。
将来你也一样有这样子的力量，可以去快乐地帮助其他的人。
真的很高兴有这样的机会可以帮助你，相信有机会我们可以一起去帮助别人。
虽然现在我们帮助你，但是我们可以一起成长，去帮助那些更有需要的人。
我知道你需要的帮忙，支持你。
再困难都不要怕，我们一定可以度过这个难关。度过难关以后，记得要把爱传出去啊，要把爱跟别人分享。
还有许多急难家庭要救，要救，
有了你，一久一久的爱才走得动。
OK， 接下来我们看的是 character trait 这个名词。character 是指一个人的性格，而 trait 是指特征。所以 character trait 就是指一个人的人格特质。例如 ,one of Angela's character traits is her optimism. Angela 的人格特质之一就是她的乐观。或者是 many say that a person's character traits are mostly formed during their childhood. 许多人说一个人的人格特质大多在童年时已经形成了。所以我们看的是 nutritious 这个形容词 ,nutritious 是指有营养的。例如 ,a nutritious diet can strengthen one's immune system. 营养的食物可以加强一个人的免疫系统。它的名词是 nutrition,N-U-T-R-I-T-I-O-N, 意思就是指营养。例如 ,this cereal is high in nutrition and low in fat. 这种早餐谷物麦片营养价值非常高但是低脂肪。And now, let's see what the teachers are doing.
We have read a lot about Ijo and all of the programs that it includes. Bike programs, after-school programs, and relief programs. Now, I wonder, would you be interested in getting involved in any of these, Gabe?
Well, yeah. You know, I've already done some of the bike programs. I really enjoyed that.I have not done the Ride for Love, and that's when Stephen said he got to meet a lot of people who were helped through Ijo. I would be interested in doing that. And also helping out with the Disaster Relief Program. What about you, Carolyn?
Well, I wouldn't mind getting involved in the after-school program for disadvantaged children. I think it seems like a really worthwhile way to spend my time.
I think so, too. Well, what about you? Which one of these programs seems most appealing to you? There are so many ways to get involved to help people who need it. Thank you for joining us today. And, of course, we will see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you.
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.